This is WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
In studio with us this morning, we have Rutherford County Fire Rescue Department Chief Larry Farley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. A little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah, it's snowing pretty good coming down last cast spot.
It's going to be like, I think, 19 tomorrow or something?
Yeah,
tomorrow night?
It's rough when it gets this cold.
And when it does get this cold, I know a lot of people are turning on those heaters, cranking them up, probably more so than ever. But when that happens, do you guys get a big increase in fires?
Seems like it does get busier in the wintertime when the weather changes from fairly nice weather, you know, sometimes it's 60, 70 degrees in December. Then cold hits and people start cranking up the wood heaters and electrical heaters and stuff, and people leave things too close to a heater and it catch on fire, which was the case this last week. We had 5 structure fires within 48 hours, and most of that was accidental. One of them was the shed, and I think they had left some flammable liquids, gasoline stuff, too close to the wood-burning stove, and that ignited and caused that fire. But 99.9% of them are accidental.
When you have house fires, are they usually occurring at night, or are they occurring during the day? When do they typically happen, if there was an average?
I think 3 or 4 of them were late nighttime. One of them was caused by a chimney fire. It's very important this time of year, at least once a year, people have their chimney sweeped. It builds up crisol. People burn wood that's not cured out, and the sap is still in the trees, and that stuff just sticks like glue on the inside of the chimney. And if you don't clean those out, it will ignite, catch the chimney on fire. Well, that was the case the other night. It transferred into the attic. Thankfully, our guys got there in time enough to knock the fire down where it didn't cause any internal damage inside the structure where the furniture was, but it did cause a little damage to the attic.
I don't even think about that. I guess a lot of people don't think about that chimney.
Yeah. And of course, if you don't burn, it doesn't matter. I know a lot of people have gone to the gas logs, and which that's a safer avenue to go to. With that said, anytime you have gas or propane in your house, you have carbon monoxide monitors that will let you know if something has gone wrong with that or right with that, it lets off, you know, it starts taking the oxygen out of the air. And it's very important if you do use propane or gas that you have those carbon monoxide detectors.
Do you see problems with carbon monoxide poisoning here in Rutherford County? I mean, is that a normal thing to see?
It's not very common. I've been doing this for 35 years, and there's been times when I've been on calls where I remember years ago, out in Las Casas, we had somebody that one went bad and we had to transport the whole family, but everybody turned out okay. But it happens and you can't smell it. Before you know it, you just become sleepy and groggy and pass out. And thankfully that night they called and we went out there and checked it and detected it and shut all the gas off and transported the family. Everything went well, but it can be a silent killer.
Gosh, and if you're already asleep for the night, that would be a bad situation.
It just makes you groggy and sleepy anyway. So if you're sleeping, it's just going to more or less put you in a comatose state.
And when you look at fires this time of year, the ones that are caused by heaters, are most of them, are they gas heaters? Are they electric heaters? What are they?
A lot of times it's just people having a plug-in heater left too close to other materials and stuff. I would never recommend going to sleep at night with those type of heaters unless that's the only heat you got. And then make sure there's nothing within 3 or 4 foot of that heater that could combust.
You also have people who leave their ovens open. You know, they'll turn the oven on to heat up in the kitchen, to make it warmer in the kitchen, which is probably an expensive way to heat a kitchen, but I've seen people do it.
Well, you know, when the heat goes out and it's 20 degrees outside, people are going to do what they have to do to stay warm, and it's unfortunate.
I'm guessing you also have an increase in car accidents whenever the ice comes.
To be honest with you, with the mass growth in Rutherford County the last couple of years, the MVAs have gone through the roof. We spend a lot of time on I-24, and then, of course, as you drive through Murfreesboro, there's so much traffic, and a lot of people are tired of sitting at a red light, and they run through the yellow light. This last year, we probably ran over, I dare say, we average about 400 MVAs a month. And then, of course, we have a lot of extrications where people are entrapped. But the interstate has really gotten bad here lately.
Are the worst of the accidents usually on the interstate?
Yes, the worst ones are.
Because of the speed, I guess the high rate of speed compared to area roads being 30, 40 miles per hour.
Yeah, we had a gentleman the other night got on the wrong ramp going the wrong way. It was intoxicated. And it caused him to lose his life, and the person he hit lost their life.
Wow.
there's just so much traffic and people here now, and people get impatient and they try to push the limits a little bit sometimes.
Are you seeing a big increase in the intoxicated drivers who have accidents?
I would say there's a lot of them that are maybe intoxicated that we don't encounter, but there are many times when we do get on the scene of NVA and the person is under the influence. I wouldn't say that's a large case, but especially late at night, especially after 10, 11 o'clock or midnight, we have NVAs where people are intoxicated and run off the road and get ejected, and that doesn't always end well.
City of Murfreesboro, are they working the interstate as well within the city limits?
Murfreesboro City, and I hope I can state this correctly, Murfreesboro City runs from the 74, which is at 840, to the 84-mile marker, which is Joby Jackson. They cover that part of the interstate. Rutherford County Fire Rescue covers from the 84, Joby Jackson, all the way out to Coffee County line. And then we cover from the 74, 840, to the Laverne 66-mile marker. So we cover that part of the interstate. We also cover 840 going all the way to Wilson County and all the way to Williamson County.
That's a big distance. I mean, especially when you factor in all the little side roads throughout the county, you're covering a huge area.
Yeah, and like I say, my mind slipped me here, but our call volume this year was over 10,000 calls, which is kind of mind-boggling when you think back to 2010 when the county fire department was created. There was 120 calls for the entire year. We've gone from 120 calls for the entire year to 10,000 calls.
When you look at other counties around Rutherford County, like let's say, for example, Maury County, Cheatham County, when you look at those other areas, do they have a county fire department to go out to calls like we do here?
Most of them are volunteer fire departments. I've met with Hamilton County, Lawrence County, a lot of different counties throughout the state that have come to us and say, how did you create the county fire department? What were some of the difficulties you faced? What went well, what didn't go well. So we've kind of become really an authority on how you create a county fire department, just because the only county fire departments that are in Tennessee that to my knowledge is Rutherford County. Sevier County's got one now. And of course, Shelby County has had one for years, but it's kind of a tax-based how they fund it and everything. But those are the only major county fire departments I'm aware of. I know that other counties are looking at this, because the volunteerism in the state has fallen away. It's hard to get people to volunteer and to dedicate the time and the training it takes to be a firefighter. So I think that's one of the biggest issues that the volunteer system's had, is just getting people to dedicate time to train and be familiar and be able to respond.
It seems like a lot of jobs today are more demanding, and it sounds like that's one of the reasons why people have kind of gone away from volunteering to do stuff like volunteering to firefight.
Well, if you look at the economy, too, inflation's gone up. People are just having a hard time making ends meet. That has a major impact on whether people are willing to volunteer or not. Right now, we have six stations. We're building the seventh station out in Plainview in Christiana area. We still have two volunteer fire departments that's active, and that's Amleville Fire Department, which is down towards Smyrna. And then we have the Christiana Volunteer Fire Department still up.
What plans are in place in the future to build new locations? I mean, like, let's say 5 to 10 years down the road, what are we looking at?
Well, me and the mayor have conversations every week about this. And when we originally started this, there was a plan about putting one on Amleville Road out there by where the old convenience center is. At that time, the soil wasn't suitable for septic. So that kind of killed that. But since then, we've learned that Smyrna is planning on putting a sewer from Smyrna all the way out to 840, and once that happens, then I think that there'll probably be a plan to put a station out that way.
Going back to what you were talking about at the very beginning of the show and fire calls that are related to heaters and things along those lines this time of year, is there a certain month where that increases more so than others, where the fires caused by heaters goes up?
I think it's more around January, especially, you know, a lot of times we have cold weather in December, but for the most part, it's, you know, it's pretty nice weather around Christmas. It may dip down to freezing, but it seems like January, when the weather really turns cold, people start firing up the gas. You know, we used to, years ago, it was the kerosene heaters were a big thing. Of course, that causes carbon monoxide to build up in the house if you don't have some kind of ventilation system. When the weather turns really cold, people will add extra heating. One of the biggest issues I've seen in my 35-year career, I can't tell you how many times it gets so cold and people will have an animal outside and they'll put a heat lamp in the doghouse. So many times I've seen that heat lamp set the doghouse on fire. And a lot of times they'll have the doghouse on the back patio or the back deck, and it'll catch a house on fire. I can't tell you how many calls I've responded to where there was a house fire. It was caused by somebody having a heat lamp trying to keep an animal warm.
And in addition to motor vehicle accidents, fires, you're also going to homes and businesses in the county for medical emergencies too.
That's correct. We do run medical first responder. We work hand in hand with Rutherford County EMS. We have trained EMTs, AMTs, and paramedics on our truck. And EMS is the lead medical agency in the county, but we run first responder with them and assist them in more serious calls.
Everything from heart attacks to drug overdoses. I mean, you
CPR are... in progress. A lot of fall calls where seniors fall, and a lot of times we just show up and, if nothing else, help them get back up and get back to the bed or their chair or whatever. And there's sometimes, you know, when they fall and it causes a more serious injury, they have to be transported.
What are the biggest problems that you see right now within the county, and what are the highest number of calls that you respond to?
Well, a large number of calls are medical calls, but I would say on the fire side, would probably be more MVAs than everything. It's got really gone through the roof.
So that is a issue that we're only going to see more of that.
As the city gets bigger and the county gets bigger and there's more growth, just more people on the road, the more we're going to see of that.
With these smart driving vehicles that drive themselves, have you been in talks with anybody at the state level or even higher than that to discuss what are these self-driving vehicles going to equal?
No, and that scares me to death to even think about it. I guess I'm too much of a control freak. I like to be able to control what I'm driving, but I just had a conversation this morning with my daughter about, she was talking about a Bentley she's seen on Facebook or something, that was talking about it didn't need a driver, and I thought, you know, I know it's coming, but it's kind of hard for me to fathom that, to kind of get my head wrapped around that.
You hear those reports from time to time about this self-driving vehicle that runs off the road, runs into another vehicle, and there's a fatality there. It's just going to be a different time.
Yeah, and it may be sooner than later. You know, I don't know, I just see so many things that can go wrong with that, because, you know, it's like technology. And look at how we're dependent on computers now. And when those computers go down, we can't function. Our whole dispatch system is computerized on CAD. And when a call comes out, it comes through dispatch, they send it to us. We have a large iPad in our vehicles that automatically gives us a location, and they hit respond, and it directs them exactly how to get there. Murfreesboro's grown so big, that's been one of the biggest things that's been done for emergency services in the cities and the counties to have that CAD system that tells us exactly where to go, because there's so many new roads and subdivisions. And back when I was growing up in Murfreesboro, I knew where every high school was, every road was, every business was, but it's so big and massive now, it's just hard to track all that.
It really is, and we're going to continue to see more roadways. I mean, everything we talk about, there's just going to be more of it in the near future.
Well, in high school, I did a lot of hay hauling in the summertime, you know. And a lot of those fields that hauled hay in now have got thousands of houses on them, and just more people coming here. It seems like Rutherford County is where people wants to be.
Yeah, and you know, there's some new neighborhoods being built across the country that are for 55-plus residents, and I don't know if the one that we're seeing built on Highway 96, I don't know if it's going to have this or not, but some of those neighborhoods have flashing red or blue lights whenever somebody calls who lives there, calls 911 for a medical emergency. A front porch light will change colors from just the regular white color to a flashing red color.
I've read about that and heard about that. That might be, you know, something that comes to emergency services later on, which would be a good idea. But like I say, with that CAD system, if your address is 7492 Main Street, it's going to take us right to that. I mean, it's very accurate. That accelerates and makes our response a lot faster.
If we had something like that here, the flashing red light, once they actually got to the roadway, it would probably make it even easier.
I would think so.
I didn't know if that was something that 911, they're the ones that turned on or made that light flash, or was it just the telephone system making the call to 911?
You know, really, I don't know much about how that would operate. Of course, you know, it could be hooked up to your alarm system. If you push a panic alarm or a fire alarm, that light could be wired to that to go off. There's a lot of home security systems that if somebody comes to the door that's not an access door normally, then it could set the alarm off, or smoke in the house, set the smoke detector off and call the fire department.
Again, with us this morning, Larry Farley with Rutherford County Fire Rescue. And as we look at the county as a whole, I know a lot of the cities within within Rutherford County, they're doing a special census to get a new count to figure out exactly how many people are living here. And I think right now the estimate for the whole county is around 380,000 or so. Once these cities finish that special census they're doing, it's probably going to add up to even more.
It's going to be a whole lot more than what we anticipate, because at one time, I can't remember what the number was, people moving here per month, but it was astronomical. And Murfreesboro seems to be the place everybody wants to come.
It definitely does. And how beneficial is the state? You know, state dollars coming back into Rutherford County, how much do those actually benefit the county fire department?
Well, basically, the way county fire departments are set up, it has to be funded by SITUS tax, which is sales tax in the county. The reason for that is Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne have fire departments. Those county property taxes cannot be used toward the funding of a county fire department because they already have services. So we are funded through SITUS tax, and I think hotel motel tax is included in that, and I think some of the beer tax is in that too. So that's basically how we're funded.
What are other avenues to get more funding? I mean, grant writing, is that something that's done a lot in the county?
Well, we write a lot of grants, and we've been awarded some grants, but they're getting more and more hard to come by. Of course, one of the avenues is, and we don't like to talk about this, and of course our commissioners don't, a lot of counties can put a fire tax in the county, but that just puts more property tax, and I don't think that's something that's favorable by the mayor or the county commission at all, but that's one avenue that's been discussed in the past. Matter of fact, I think last year during the budget process that was brought up, and they pretty much shot that down pretty quick. But like I say, we have so many people coming here, and just like the Dollar General stores out in the county and the stores you purchase outside of the sentiments, all that county SITUS tax what helps fund us. Of course, that's gone up because every corner in the county is a Dollar General store now.
It seems like it, for sure.
And of course, and we're starting to see a lot more businesses out in the county. So those businesses out in the county, their taxes can go toward the fire department.
Do some cities and some counties, do they charge a fee whenever there's a false alarm fire call?
No way in Rutherford County does that. And I'm sure there are places that probably do that, but I'm not aware of those.
Of course, I don't know how much money that would actually add up to at the end of the year. How many false alarm calls do you guys respond to?
I think this year has probably been maybe close to 150.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times people will their alarm system, they'll be cooking and smoke. It'll set off a smoke alarm. Of course, it dispatches us to respond. And a lot of times we may get out the door or get on the road and be immediately canceled.
Again, Fire Chief Larry Farley with us in studio this morning. We're going to take a short break, and then we will be right back. Text us 615-893-1450.
Music World and Drummers Den in Murfreesboro. The best drum and percussion brands in the world. Ludwig, Gretsch, Pearl, Yamaha, Zildjian, Meinl, DW. We've got a great lesson program for guitar, bass, drums, piano, and more. Hi, this is Dave Kiviniemi. Give us a call, 615-893-4242 to get started. Music World and Drummers Den in Murfreesboro. 2762 South Church Street, across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do, it's they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. I would highly recommend Adams Place.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
With us in studio this morning, we have Rutherford County Fire Rescue Department Chief Larry Farley. One of the text messages we got during that last break, it was a question about, does the state fire school in Deason help us to get better trained firefighters?
Yes, it does. The Tennessee State Fire Academy has recruit classes. Even if you're with a fire department, or even if you're not with a fire department, you can pay tuition to go over and to go through that 16-week course that teaches you all the fundamentals of firefighting. We have used that a lot in the past, but you know, when we've hired 15 people, it's kind of outside of our budget to do that. So we do a lot of that rookie training in-house with our instructors and stuff. And Murfreesboro does the same thing because they've had large turnover through the years as the more available firefighters to hire with experience is not as heavy as it used to be. So we do our own rookie school, but there are a lot of classes like engineering classes, pump operations where you pump a fire truck, tanker operations, fire officer 1, 2, 3, and 4, inspector, fire inspector classes, just a lot of anything that affects the fire service. They have really grown over the years as Tennessee has grown and provide just about any class that you want to have that pertains to the fire service.
We also had another question asking about different materials within a home, everything from the carpets, upholstery, fabric on sofas and whatnot, asking the question, do fabrics burn more quickly today? Are you seeing more fires spread faster with certain types of fabrics within a home? And when they say fabrics, I assume they're meaning carpet too.
Yes, and years ago, before air packs become popular, everything was cotton. So your smoke wasn't as toxic now. Everything's made out of chemicals. The fiber in the couches and chairs and upholstery is more toxic. When it burns, all the chemicals in this cloth or whatever is more toxic. And that's why we wear air packs now, because it can literally cause cancer. That's one of the major things that firefighters deal with is the carcinogens in all the carpet materials and stuff and the couches and chairs. And so that's one thing we're aware of that we have to deal with. When we come in from a structure fire, everybody has to strip down, wash their gear, wash their hoods and stuff, make sure they take showers, make sure they get all that stuff out of their pores. So yes, the materials that are out there now that burn in houses are a lot more toxic and full of carcinogens.
And that's scary.
Yes, it causes cancer, and it's very serious.
So when you look at things like if a kid has a lot of stuffed animals in their room, do those catch on fire a lot quicker compared to even toys 10 years ago?
Well, anything close to a heat source is going to catch on fire. But most time, you know, it's people throw a cigarette down or whatever. Or I'd say one of the biggest issues with fire in homes is unattended cooking. But yeah, anything that's made of this kind of cloth anything nowadays can burn.
Is there something we should have in our kitchen other than, let's say, a fire extinguisher that would help put out fires, like grease fires, quickly?
That's the best thing you have is a fire. I recommend that everybody have a fire extinguisher under their cabinet where the sink is, where they get quick access to put that fire out. There used to be little round metal boxes that had magnets you could attach to the hood of your stove. And then if it got to a certain heat, that thing would open up and dump chemicals on your stove, smother the fire out. I don't know if those are still out there or not, but I do remember that product coming out. But the biggest thing you can have are smoke detectors in your house and a fire extinguisher.
Do some people try to douse a grease fire with water, and then, of course, it spreads, and you have a bigger problem there. But do some people still do that?
It's been a while, but we've had people who have tried to grease catch on fire and try to pick it up and go outside. Well, what they do is they spill the hot grease on their feet,
Their
barefoot. Of course, that causes damages to their feet. And the best thing to do is throw flour or something like that on it. The best thing is have a fire extinguisher hit it. And if you hit it one good time, that doesn't stop it, get out.
I know every Thanksgiving we hear about people frying turkeys, and you hear about a fire related to a turkey fryer. Have you seen a lot of those here locally?
Not lately. I remember back in 2009, we had a structure fire out off of Jefferson Pike. And it was about 10 o'clock, and they were deep frying a turkey on the deck. What happens a lot of times, they fill the bucket up with too much grease. They drop the turkey in there when it's real hot. The grease comes out the top, catches the deck on fire, and at that point, it started burning up the deck. And then, of course, the pot that they were deep frying got knocked over, and it caught on fire. And then the propane torch was like a torch blowing on the chimney right there, which is made out of vinyl siding, and it went straight up the wall and caught the whole roof on fire and just pretty much destroyed the house by the time we got there.
That hot grease. I mean, like you said, if somebody tried to carry it out of the house to get the fire out of the house, I mean, that's just crazy and scary at the same time.
If you're going to deep fry a turkey, you need to make sure you know how much grease to put in there. It needs to be out in the middle of the yard, out in the field, away from everything. You need to have a fire extinguisher with you, and be very, very careful and methodic as you drop that turkey down into the grease, because a lot of times people put too much grease in there. As they drop it down in there, the grease overfills the bucket, and then you've got a mess.
Now, over the years, you've seen some crazy calls. I remember, I think it was a few years back, where somebody had some exotic animals or something. I don't know if it was in their house or it was in a barn they had, but they had like a boa constrictor, or anaconda, just bizarre stuff that you see.
We had a detached garage catch on fire in out in the county, and we got there, and the guys knocked it down pretty quick, and somebody come up and said, "Hey, did you get the animals out of there?" And they said, "What animals?" And they went inside there, and there was all kinds of boa constrictors and pythons, and they thought, a lot of the guys joke, we know that we let that thing burn up. Of course, they were kidding. We wouldn't do that, but it was, they didn't realize what was going on inside till they got in there, and we all had a good laugh about that, but it, I don't think any of the snakes were harmed, but they got the fire knocked out pretty good, but that's one of the things we think about in the past and laugh about.
I guess you never know what you're going to find on the scene when you get to the fire.
I could sit here and talk all day long about the things I've seen and witnessed inside of fires, and some of them are funny and some of them are not so funny. But you see a lot of things that are just like, wow, that's amazing. And that was one of those guys got a big kick out of it. And I think eventually they were in cages and they started bringing them out. They cover them up and bring them outside, you know, where the garage was damaged. But that was I got a big kick out of it, and I think they did too. And they were glad none of those animals got loose.
I remember it was in the early 2000s where you started hearing news story after news story about meth labs and homes literally exploding because of a meth lab. I think that slowed down quite a bit over the last couple of years. But do you recall where there were a lot of meth labs that caught fire at one point here in our area?
We had at least four or five at one time, but now that you mention that, I've forgotten about that, and I can't tell you the last time we had to deal with something like that. That was very prominent 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
We haven't experienced anything like that at all. There were times where county law enforcement would have a meth house they were fixing a raid or whatever, and they'd have us on standby close in case there was a fire, but that's been, I know, at least 10 years since we've experienced that.
I know when all that was going on, the state even put together a registry of addresses and I guess those arrested there because of the fear of people moving into a house where there was meth being made, and it's dangerous, I guess.
Or had been made, because they said when they cooked that, it got in the sheetrock of the walls, and if a house had that, it had to be gutted, I mean, all the way down to the studs and redone. Or even tore down to some extent. That was a major issue that thank goodness, we don't have to deal with it here lately.
These are just, I guess, examples of things that firefighters have to risk their lives for, or they have to be up against at times. They just don't know what they're going to see when they get to a fire.
We run to what people are running away from, and our guys love what they do, but it is very dangerous. And 90% of the time, we don't know what we're dealing with until we're in the middle of it. That's why we try to get there as quickly as possible and extinguish the fire as quickly as possible. But yeah, there's a lot of times there's things inside there that we're fortunate enough, we put it out before it gets there. I remember years ago, we responded to a car fire out at the Walter Hill Dam. The guy was suicidal. He set the car on fire. He was in it. We drug him out of the car, and come to find out when we got the car put out inside, there was like a box of dynamite in the trunk. That was back years ago, and I still remember that. And just thought, what could have happened if we hadn't got there when we did, got him out, put the fire out, and it spread to the trunk.
There was a big gas station fire on Highway 231 South a number of years back, and I remember you could see smoke, and you could hear the roar of the fire from almost a mile away. It was a huge fire. Is that gas station fire, are those things that happen that are, I mean, obviously more dangerous than other fires, but do you see where there's an explosion at those types of fires?
No, from my understanding, the gas tank is sitting there. If something was to happen where somebody ran over and knocked those gas pumps off, there's a shutoff valve right up on that shuts that down completely. Of course, you're going to have a little bit of gas in the hose and stuff, but it pretty much takes care of that issue.
So it'd be a fire, maybe a big fire, but only for a short time.
Might be a flash or something like that, or small, but like I say, it cuts the source off very quickly.
And propane tanks, that's, I mean, everybody fears a propane tank exploding, and everybody uses them to, you know, cook hamburgers with for their grill and so forth. Are those propane tanks that dangerous, or are they not as bad as we maybe think they are?
Well, you know, any time of container like that, if it ruptures, it's metal, so it could have shrapnel. But biggest issue we've had for years past, and you don't see a lot of them now because Rutherford County is not that rural like as it was, but like 500-gallon propane tanks in the back, when propane leaks, it goes to the ground and floats across the ground. Natural gas just goes up and dissipates.
Hmm.
But your propane will find the lowest place to settle. Your land is up and down and stuff. It'll find a low place and settle there. So propane, in my opinion, can be more dangerous than natural gas.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
So does it sometimes go under the house?
It could.
That could be real bad.
If you have a gas leak on the house, it could just settle up on the house, which is very dangerous. You know, if you have natural gas or propane gas, it's not a bad idea to have those lines and stuff checked every year and inspected, make sure everything's operational.
I know we're just about out of time here, but for anybody who maybe has thought about working for a fire department, they want to learn more about that option, are you hiring right now?
We're building a station right now in Plainview in Christiana. Should be open around September, so we will probably be posting jobs for at least 15 firefighters. I think we have a couple of vacancies for probably 17, 18 firefighters this coming summer. So that will be on the Rutherford County website under Human Resources, and we'll be hiring for that. And then probably we'll have to put on a recruit class for that. So yeah, we will be hiring.
And then how many firemen do you have right now?
We started out in 2010 as a volunteer department, started growing, and we got a grant in 2014. And we had 12 full-time firefighters that pretty much covered the entire county working with the volunteers. We've got 98 firefighters now. And when we hire the station for Plainview, there'll be well over 100 firefighters, like 115 or something like that.
Man.
So there's been a lot of growth in Rutherford County. Thankfully, Mayor Ketcher, Mayor Burgess, and even Mayor Carr and the County Commission has been very supportive of us. I think they had the foresight with the county growing like it has to get something started. Nor did I dream whenever we started this it would become what it is now. So just to be a part of this makes me proud to be a part of it, and very honored to be just be the first fire chief, of course. But it's been a good experience. I've met a lot of great people. Rutherford County is full of great people and nice people, and we're just proud to serve them like we do. So I feel very honored to be where I'm at. But I also want to thank the county commission, our past county commissioners, and our past mayor and Mayor Carr for the support they've shown. That has made a big difference in lives we've saved and property we've saved for the last 15 years.
I was trying to think back. When fire department actually started for the county, was it Mayor Burgess? Or who was the mayor at the time? I don't recall.
Well, back in 2009, there was an issue. They had a Rough County Rescue Squad that covered city and county and everybody for extrications. The city finally created their own, but then we had the rescue squad covering the entire county. Well, at that time, EMS had started a team called SORT, and they did that too. But the problem was we only had one truck that was dependable throughout the whole county. Rescue squad got where they couldn't have enough people on the truck to man it. So we went to the mayor, discussed that, me and Chris Clark and Mike Nunley, talked with Mayor Burgess, and then at that point, the decision was made to create a county fire department. And, of course, we started out volunteer, but look at how it's grown since then. So
definitely
been a lot of changes since 2010.
Again, Larry Farley, Fire Chief of Rutherford County, with us this morning. Thank you for joining us.
I appreciate the invitation.
WGNS Murfreesboro, celebrating 78 years of being your good neighbor station.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant. The salmon is my favorite, and then we have a variation that's on a regular menu for the salmon imperial that has some Alfredo, some crab, some shrimp on it. But the salmon is fresh, and we cut it fresh. But all of our fish, you can either get blackened, or you can get it with our regular seasoned salt. And either way you do it, it's just out of this world. I'm not a fish person, but I will eat it at Demas's all the time. Come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
This is Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, WGNS, Murfreesboro.